The 19-member group, representing wide-ranging interests of insurance companies, home builders, and the Forest Service, to name a few, are touring the burn area to see the fire's impact firsthand. Barbara Kelly is director of the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies and heads up the group.
I mean, there is a heightened sense of urgency, certainly, about the work before us.
Many of the group's preliminary ideas right now are focused on homes built in the so-called wildland-urban interface, or WUI. One idea would require homeowners to pay a fee if they live in certain zoned areas to help offset the costs of fighting wildfires. Others are focused on getting local governments to pass stricter building codes.
A lot of the WUI are contingent boundaries against forest land. And so we have a whole variety of agencies who would be involved in addressing all of this. It's not any one entity and it's not any one jurisdiction.
The key agencies to implement any such code changes would be city and county governments. But places like Colorado Springs, which has densely populated neighborhoods in the WUI, may require different laws compared to more rural settings like Larimer County.
We're not Boulder County, we're not Weld County, and we're not El Paso County.
Lou Gator is a commissioner for Larimer County, which did not make building code changes following the High Park fire last year. Gator says that's because commissioners felt building codes were up to date, even though they don't regulate things like deck materials.
I don't believe there is a reluctance to put those kinds of things in place. We just don't want a knee-jerk react. We want to do intelligent decisions that make sense, that are made in a rational frame of view, not in an emotional frame of view.
Larimer County is contrasted by Colorado Springs, which passed specific building code updates for homes in the mountains after the Waldo Canyon fire. When it comes to new codes, Task Force head Barbara Kelly says it will ultimately be up to local governments to decide which ideas to adopt.
I mean, that's a function of the residents of that county, local government, the county commissioners, and the like.
A full list of recommendations is expected by the end of the summer. Then it will be up to local governments, the state legislature, and the governor to decide which, if any, ideas become law. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.